It has been my privilege, my honor, distinct honor, to broach the subject about no mining in the cockpit country. And I usually preface it by saying this, that for me, this is not political, it's not partisan, with no disrespect to those who have done what, when, where. The fact now is that we are at a point in history, armed with the information and knowledge we know about our environment and why we need to protect it, especially small nations like ours, emerging nations like ours. And to have a jewel like the cockpit country that provides so much for us as a people, and we have said those things on these airways before, is of significant value, present and especially future, in a society, in a world that seeks to harm the environment day in and day out. And so I say that those who are in positions to effectuate change and to make decisions that could be beneficial for us as a people find themselves today at a juncture. What side of history will they be recorded as relates to our legacy, as it relates to the cockpit country? One of the persons who have been adamant and vociferous out front in their endeavors as it relates to our environment through the International Institute for Peace through Tourism in the Caribbean. She's a founder of Country Style Community Tourism Network / Villages and Businesses, and an ardent supporter of No Mining in the Cockpit Country is none other than my good friend Diana McIntyre Pike. We welcome her now to Moving Forward. Good evening, Diana.
Hi there. Good evening. Thank you for calling me.
Thanks. How are you doing? How wonderful this evening?
Wonderful, cool, and windy.
You got in the rain recently?
No rain.
Lord have his mercy. Huh? So therefore,
but at least we're not suffering from the heat, you know?
Aye, that's so good, so good. Well, you know, for the benefit of our listeners, share with us briefly what it is that Diana McIntyre Pike do as it relates to the International Institute for Peace Through Tourism.
Well, the International Institute for Peace Through Tourism is promoting peace in all aspects of nature, people, it also to protect our culture and our heritage. That's in a nutshell what we're about, to ensure that we do not create havoc with our communities. And this case here that we have with the cockpit country, you know, we are adamant, and along with the Country Style Community Tourism Network, mm-hmm. that is developing community tourism, mm-hmm. with niche markets like mm-hmm. ecotourism, mm-hmm. nature tourism. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is crazy, yeah. You know?
Listen, yeah. you've been a champion of the niche market, nature tourism, community, yes. country-style, community-style tourism. The cockpit,
yes,
country,
right.
is prime for this type of expansion and opportunities for persons to create wealth. Am I not correct?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about
our that. Our position is that the Jamaican government should expose to the Jamaican people whatever has been committed in the past for the mining activities, especially in the cockpit country area, and discuss ways and means of ending this abuse. It would be wise to develop alternative industries that will promote healthy lifestyles and economic growth for the communities. So we believe that the Ministry of Tourism, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, together with the Ministry of Culture, should lead the way forward together for preserving the cockpit country and other areas of Jamaica from all mining activities. So it's not just cockpit. We're dealing mm-hmm. with everything.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for united action to focus on rescuing our country from further environmental abuse. So, you know, for example, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries have launched a campaign to plant more trees,
mm-hmm.
and develop the farming industry, especially to provide food products.
Meanwhile,
for the tourism industry and export.
Yeah, meanwhile.
And I think it makes no sense to do this and at the same time accept the loss of trees and farms in the country. And, you know, the Ministry of Health and Wellness is on a campaign promoting healthier lifestyles. So, you know, all of these things don't add up to me at all, because it tells me clearly that there's a conflict in the focus of how we're moving forward with the country.
Let me ask you this, though, because you would have had the opportunity. When you speak to such ministers and persons in those positions, what are they saying to you, Diana, in relation to this?
The response I've had is that, you know, we have to protect the jobs. It's all about the jobs, the 700 jobs or whatever amount of jobs. But my response to that always is that, yes, there are jobs, but there are the opportunities. Entrepreneurship training is what we're focusing on. We need to train the people so that they can be entrepreneurs in their own environment with the, what we have just talked about, tourism, which is the number one industry of the world, as well as Jamaica, and the agriculture. And I am very sad that all these farmers have been asked to give up their farms because they need bauxite mining, you know?
Which is an infinite situation, because we're talking about 25 years worth of mining left, that they could have 25 to 35 years. And when we talk, which is not sustainable. Community tourism is sustainable.
Yes, that's what it, and they're staying, they're focusing on it. The government said they're now in charge of community tourism. So if they're serious about that, I'm really quite disappointed. I've not heard anything from the Minister of Tourism or the Minister of Agriculture in relation to this matter.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity in Jamaica to interview the Minister of Tourism, who said there'd absolutely be no mining in the cockpit country. But as you and I know, there's this shenanigans going on as it relates to what are considered boundaries. What we're saying is that there should be no mining period in the cockpit country as defined going back to the treaty.
That's correct. I mean, they don't want anything up there. I don't even want to hear about boundaries.
There you go.
Outside the boundary, you're going to still have an impact.
Impact, yeah, exactly, exactly. No, as it is today in cockpit country, there are persons who have found opportunities to, outside of farming, to create an entrepreneurial activity. I know that there are nature tours, there are situations of sort. Share us what happens there from that perspective, the community tourism aspect of it as it is today.
Well, Hugh Dixon, you know, he's the person that has spearheaded a number of tours up there, eco-tours, you know, and what we have done with him in the past, it's just take people there to enjoy the trails that he has, and we had some guests who wanted to look at the butterflies, and then you have the bird watchers. There's a lot of bird watchers who want to go to the coffee country, so you have it all up there. And he is the man who has spearheaded to protect the ecosystems and so on up there. So for community tourism, we are ready to work with him and others to develop and to train the people there. We have an entrepreneurship training program, which is accredited by the University of the West Indies Open Campus. And that would be something that could be funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund or whomever, so that we can train the people so that they can be able to access more business there. Within their communities. So it's not just, you know, Hugh taking people around, it could be they would have ownership of their communities and understand the value of what they have. That's what I would love to see happen. I can't believe, you know, I'm still in shock, you know, about everything here. I can't believe that we could even have considered to have bauxite mining up there. I'm embarrassed. To be honest, I'm embarrassed as a Jamaican.
When we both saw each other in Albertown a couple of weeks ago, and that was my first trek that far up. And I remember passing this district that I've always heard about, Alps. And when I'm told that Alps would be consumed in this whole bauxite situation, and I look at the topography, and I look at and I'm feeling the history, I am feeling the culture. It breaks my heart. I went into the square and I saw the cultural presentations. And what struck me there, Dan, was that there was a mixture of not just, pardon my French, no, old people, but there were young people involved. And I was told that the groups from up in the cockpit country there has participated in the JCDC competitions and have won several years. And I'm saying to me, yes, there's a continuity in the community as it relates to how young people are involved.
That's correct.
You know, and I reflect on it tonight, and I look over the whole, like I said, the topography of the area, and I see how pristine it is and how people, you know, present themselves. And these are the areas that will be mined out.
That's correct. What I want to highlight is that Jamaica has been branded the home of community tourism by the International Institute for Peace Through Tourism, because that's where it started, way back in 1978 with Desmond Henry and myself. And we are now in the process of putting together community tourism study tours with 5 days of the entrepreneurship training and 5 days of going to communities, which will include the Coffee Country area. And we'd hope to do the official launch of that in October.
Great.
Now, this will now bring more business, because everybody wants to learn community tourism. You know, I mean, I've been helping the Caribbean area, but they want to come to Jamaica.
Yes.
And when I think about the Coffee Country, which was is included in our plans, to think that we're going to get embarrassed to say, well, you know, this is an example of, you know, you know, no, really. Every time I think about it, my head is hurting.
No,
let me share an example.
When Jamaica went into banning plastics in Jamaica, and there was that special tourism conference in Montego Bay that draw over 1,000 persons represent from all over the world, and we're banning plastics in Jamaica. There was one journalist there. I think his name is, Graham McKenzie. Yes, out of London, The Mole. I think he has a travel agency. He's a writer.
Yes, that's correct.
Right,
that's
and correct. He wrote an article that he was just blown apart. That here it was, we're banning plastics, and what they had was a plastic bag inside of a plastic bag with a plastic gift. All right, and we're talking about sustainable tourism and giving opportunity. Now, that's why I say the messaging many a times do not fit the product that we pursue, that we project. And that is our challenge.
Right.
Diana, I just want to say on behalf, we are out of time, but I just want to say on behalf of those who are listenership to thank you for what you have continued to do over the years in promoting community tourism and ensuring that sustainable community tourism endeavors. And it is an outgrowth of our regular sand and beach tourism, because these are the things now that the world market is looking for. And I think kudos to you and your efforts over the years.
Well, I appreciate that. If I could just end by saying that the IPT Caribbean and Countryside Communities Network and the partners that we have are committed to giving support to the government towards a new Jamaica. It's time for serious action to protect and preserve our natural cultural heritage environment. You know, we need to move forward.
All right.
And be serious about what we're doing.
All right.
Thank you so much. I hope you'll be able to send us a link for this interview so we can share it.
All right. Marguerite Diana McIntyre Pike, President, Founder of Countryside Community Tourism. Thank you very much for being a guest of ours here on Moving Forward.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.
Sure.